You are tuned in to Faith City Outreach with Marina Maria, the founder of Global Gospel Worship Radio. Marina interviews local pastors and global leaders, sharing their testimonies and the work they're doing for the Lord. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus reminds us, "Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." We hope this program will encourage you to do just that. Now here's your host, Marina Maria.
Welcome to Faith City Outreach. This is Marina Maria with today's special guest, Marcus Tirta Miharja, who is the CEO of Tirta Radio and Tirta Media in Jakarta, Indonesia. Tirta Radio is one of our media partners, and they celebrated their 6th anniversary in December of 2023. Thank you, Marcus, for being on Faith City Outreach to share how the Lord is using you to share the gospel through Tirta Radio in Indonesia.
Yes, it's my pleasure here to be here. Yeah, and hello for everybody.
Marcus, please share your Jesus story. I know it's going to be an interesting story, especially since you're living in Jakarta, Indonesia.
I was actually born into a Christian family, and my dad and mom were like a church council at one point, but not together since it's not allowed by the church. So I learned about Jesus like from a very young age. I also heard about Jesus in the story in the Sunday school that like got me interested. And I also went to some church retreats growing up, a lot of church.
And how did you, or when, at what age did you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I think it's one of the retreats, yeah, in my teenager, maybe like 13 or 15 years old, around that. Yeah.
And how did your life change?
You just feel it's more peaceful. You're not as confused as like normally the teenagers are, you know, like you have guidance, like more guidance. At least you feel like you know what to do with your life, kind of like that, the peaceful feeling that you have, not so restless in the teenage time.
That is so true. I do remember feeling that too, just having more peace coming from our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Marcus, please talk about Tirta Radio's mission. I know you are the CEO of Tirta Radio.
Yes. Tirta Radio is actually a secular station, but we use a Christian value. And our mission is to inspire people to pursue their passion and also to fulfill their life purposes. So we want to be a media that give a positive messages, not like the mainstream media that sends messages mostly based on fear and like the situation or politics. That's like, yeah. So we're trying to send a positive messages that enlighten daily struggle of our listeners.
I know you just celebrated your 6th anniversary last December. Is there something new that you are working on this year?
Yeah, we just usually evaluate our programs and we keep changing our program as we see fit with our messages. Like at your station last year, like for this global gospel worship radio, which is, I see the great fit with us like that. So we just evaluate we also have an annual meeting that we see for the program and see like we try this program, that program, then see if it works in the end of the year, usually. Yeah.
That's great. I know you have incorporated more Christian music and also programs, I should say, in your radio station. I just recently went on your website and I saw more Christian programs. So that's great. I know you said that was something that you're working towards.
Yes, that's true. We also have like some people that actually produce Christian music that I sent to you also last time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like ethnic music.
Yes, and I noticed that you have a collection of different things. You have oldies that you put on air. You have mainstream music. You have rock music. You have Christian music. It's just like a collection of different types of music that you play.
Yeah, yeah. We, We're trying to reach like more people, like since our demographic targets also like adult, mostly adults.
So what has been your the people's reaction to Tirta Radio?
We have a pretty good community, pretty strong community that support our program. Then we also do survey with them, like every time to time we like ask them if, which program they like best and like what they don't like and which we're gonna put next time, you know. So we actually put our program based on the request of our listener also.
What has been the reaction towards the Christian programs that you have recently added?
Oh, we have a good and we good feedback from them. Like a lot of them like it, and we also have like other Christian program that like not from you but from other organization that has like contemporary topics and daily struggle that fit us really good, and people like it like when they have like this kind of issue and they can find answer in the program also. So we got good feedback on that. Yeah.
That's great. I know you're the CEO of Tirta Radio. You also said you have some other family members working also alongside of you.
Yes, we do. Actually, my mom also have a Christian program that she wrote herself also that we do the taping on the TV and take the audio to the radio. So it has about like the love of God and like some witnessing of that like that and also have my nephew working with me actually, so for the next generation hopefully.
So, what is the history of Tirta Radio? Because I believe you mentioned before that a family member used to be the CEO and then you took over.
Oh yeah, yes. So this is related to my late father. Like he was a CEO. I give you a little background. Like he was a CEO of a Christian foundation for around 45 years, and this foundation also has a Christian radio station. So in 2017, he retired from the radio, I mean from the foundation, and I actually just came back from the US after living for almost like 20 years in the between Dallas and LA. And so we thought like we just gonna start a radio, I mean a theater media, which consists of TV and a production house. Both TV and radio are streaming station since it would be very expensive to start a traditional TV and radio. In 2021, my father died because of the COVID, so I took over the position, you know, because I was like a co-founder of that also, so I knew it from the beginning, and so I have to continue that. Yeah, so I took over as a CEO in 2021.
So it was easy for you to take over because you had already been in the background, already knowing everything that was going on, right?
Yes, but it's not as easy as it seems because like now I have to make decision everything all like mostly by myself like for a while. Like I had to do like some drastic measure also and this and that. And it was really bad at the time, like during the COVID time, like when everything is stopped, you know, all the business also is bad. At that time, yeah. So, but we've gone through that, yeah, with the grace of God.
I'm curious to know if there are many radio stations in Indonesia.
Right.
Are there many
Yeah,
radio
there are many.
stations?
There are
Okay.
many. But we are like in our area, we're the top three radio station. Like we're in the suburb of Jakarta. Is in the city called the Tangerang area. Then we're the top three of the radio station in the area, even though we're streaming. I mean, compared to with all the traditional radio stations also. Yeah.
Is Jakarta a big city?
Yes, it's a big metropolitan. Jakarta itself has like about 10 million people population, but like with the surrounding metro area, it has about 30 million people, so it's almost like Tokyo, like as big as Tokyo.
Wow. Please describe Indonesia and what is it like to living there?
Well, if you don't like winter time, you'll love it here. It's like summertime every day. We only
Wow.
have two, rainy season and dry season. So when it's winter over there in the state, we have rainy season over here around that. But the temperature is like almost around like 80 to 90 degrees, so like Fahrenheit. So it's and also Indonesia has around 17,000 islands, big and small one. It has many beautiful beaches with tropical climate. The population is about 280 million people with 1,300 distinct ethnic groups and 700 local languages. So it's a very diverse country.
So 700 local languages.
Yes, that's not mutually intelligible. Like, I can't really understand what the other people say if they speak in the local language. So, but we have a national language, which is Indonesian. That way we can communicate like to each other.
And it's also, as I remember reading from you, that it is 85% Muslim.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, about 80 to 85% Muslim. And with 10 to 15% Christian population, but that's add up still to like around 30 million, over 30 million people. Like, just to put it in perspective, it's like almost about the size of California or Texas population. Like, yeah, around over 30 million, right?
You mean that
So
size being the Christian population?
yeah, the Christian part. And there is
Okay.
the interesting fact is there are some parts of Indonesia which has Christian majority area, especially in the eastern part of Indonesia.
Do you live in a Christian community?
Yes, I myself live near the capital city of Jakarta, which has pockets of Christian majority communities. So yeah, you can say I live in a Christian community. It even has some Christian-based schools and university in my complex.
Do you attend a church there?
Yes, I do attend a church here, and my church is also unique because it has a service in Mandarin or Chinese, like one service in Mandarin and Chinese, since there are people with Chinese heritage live in my area here. So like in Indonesia, but you have a Mandarin service also.
Wow, that's quite interesting. That is so
Yeah.
interesting. So, is the main dish more of a Chinese or like an Asian dish?
Oh, we have so many different kind of food. I mean, you gotta come over here. Like, we probably have the most dishes in the world. Like, since we have a diverse ethnic group, like everywhere you go, they have a different dishes. But there's a lot of spicy food over here also. So
Wow.
if you can eat spicy, you love it here. And
And do
their combination, yeah, some Chinese influence also, some like more like close to Indian, some locals, and there's so many different kinds.
They have American restaurants there?
Oh yeah, we got major like chains over here, and they're all here, like McDonald's, KFC, and Popeyes, and a lot of different Burger King, any kind, yeah, especially in Jakarta. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. That's
Yeah, so you're safe if you want to find some American food here.
Now, what has the Lord been sharing with you in your prayer time, Marcus?
Yeah, I still believe like Lord's want me to continue growing this Tirta Media and Tirta Radio so we can inspire people also, like give like spirit and inspire, pursue their passion and their life purpose. And if our listener also curious about our Christian value, we'll help them find the answer also. Like, we try to reach out as many people as possible, like no matter what the background.
What has been the reaction from the Muslim population towards Tirta Radio?
Well, so far they're pretty receptive. I mean, they're okay with that. Like, nobody complains about us. So like we don't get any threats or anything like that. So so I believe we like get help from the God. Maybe we're like
Protected by the
protected,
Lord.
yeah, by the God. So like we're fine. And then they actually some listener that have a Muslim background also. No, we're
Interesting.
not exclusive yet.
And you did say that you're the third top radio station in Jakarta, right?
No, in Tangerang, yeah, in Jakarta, and our suburb area of Jakarta. No, but we have a listener from Jakarta also, a lot of listener from Jakarta. But there are many more stations in
Okay.
Jakarta.
And has the Lord shown you how possibly he wants you to do different things in Turta Radio? Has he shown you a vision of how he wants you to expand Turta?
Yeah, so we're trying to expand just through the media since it's much easier to reach people through media, like as opposed to just one by one approach, you know, like and our radio and media can be heard like everywhere as long as you have internet connection. And Indonesia also is a big country, so like it's hard to go around. Like it would be expensive to fly around here also. So it's easier just to reach through the media, and they can just like send you message or email or something, like if they have a struggle and stuff. So we just try to do it through media. Like we focus on that because if we there's other issue and other project, then we usually try to collaborate with other like a church or a Christian foundation or other entities. But we're gonna focus in the media.
Okay. And do you ever work with other organizations or agencies in the community to do any projects or any events, I should say?
We did like we went around here like we're helping with the flood victims because there's like so many times there are like floods in the area since especially in the rainy season since like the sewer system is not that good in some areas, so it like got a flash flood and then like it stay for a day or two, and that was so we give donation. We work with other organization. And one time it was just now we just they just came like from Acorn. They based in Spain, but like they're British people based in Spain. That they started the church there, and they've been our longtime partner also. Leader is Steve Laidlaw. He's a pastor there also, and we went together like to the flood area sometime, like and give like donation to the people there.
And so, do you also pray for them?
Oh yeah, we did like yeah. Since I think Steve did yeah, since he is the pastor.
It seems like you have not only community partners from Indonesia, but from different places of the world. I mean, from what it appears on your website.
Right. We also have our close friend from Texas is a Christ to the World organization. I don't know if you heard of them. Yeah, with Larry as the leader there. Like I visit him from time to time when I go back to Dallas.
And what's the name of the organization again, or the place that you just
Christ to the
mentioned?
World. They have a
Okay.
website also. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. So, thank you so much for sharing so much about Tirta Radio. Is there something else that we haven't covered about Tirta Radio that is important for you to share that we've missed out on, or you haven't mentioned?
Oh yeah, I just wanna let the listener know that like if you guys in the state like ever need something or have a program that I wanna be play in broadcast in Indonesia, we're open to work like together like to any organization that we see fit with our goals and purpose mission. Yeah.
Awesome. Is there, and also about Tirta Media. We talked about Tirta Radio. How about Tirta Media? How different is that?
It's the same, like it's the same mission. It just one is Tirta TV, which is visual, yeah. Then the program. Sometimes we do the program together. We do the program for TV and radio together, and we also have the production house, which is to like a studio recording, or you want to produce a video or something like that, that we can work on together. So we just trying to make a support system for the media also. Like sometimes people have the idea, but they don't know how to make it like that. And then we provide the service also to
Oh, so you help
make
them.
that like yeah, help them, yeah. to make a program or like a video or even a album of songs.
That's great. So give us a recent testimony of somebody that you recently helped create a program or come up with a program and you were there to help them.
They usually are happy with that because once you do a production, then we usually also like broadcast them in our media. So like we give them like a package. You
Okay.
may say it like that. Then usually we interview also. So if you have like a new song, you say like, and then we do interview also to introduce the song or the album or the programs, like that we produce. We usually do like a complete package.
Okay, and then how many or who does the interviewing and is the interview mostly in Indonesian? Is the Mandarin
Yes, we
language?
do mostly in Indonesian, but last time we just did interview with Acorn. We did it in English, and I actually translated into Indonesian for our listener because like not all our listener can understand English or speak English,
They can, you
so
said?
not all of them can speak English.
Oh, okay.
So some can't really speak English, or it's hard to understand, to comprehend like what they're talking about, like if we do it in all English interview. So sometimes I do the translation, like if we got guests from international that that come. I mean, if you want to visit Indonesia, come visit us.
Thank you for the invite. And I just thank you for being on Faith City Outreach and just thank you for what you're doing in Indonesia and just for Tirta Radio and for being successful in what you're doing. And I pray that, the Lord will continue to guide you to expand Tirta Radio and media
Amen.
and
Yeah,
to
thank you very
just,
much.
can you give a word of advice or some encouragement to those people who may be right now just experiencing a hard time. What would you say to them?
Yeah, just keep in faith. I mean, like just find what's your call is and like your purpose. Like you can pray to the God and find like there's like everybody has a purpose in life, I believe. So like you don't have to feel bad like that. Like it just I mean like they say like everything will be wonderful when the time comes. Like you just have to be patient, I say.
Can you end in a short prayer, Marcus?
Yes, sure. Okay,
Okay.
let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for this time that I can share with Marina. I hope this interview will be a blessing to our listeners all around the world. I also want to pray for the election day in Indonesia that's coming in less than 2 weeks. I hope everything will go smoothly and peacefully here so we can still like can work and for your name also. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Global Gospel Worship Radio with Marina Maria, where all the nations praise the Lord with Christian international music and radio programs. For more information about our radio ministry, please go to globalgospelworshipradio.org. And now we'd like to bless you with this scripture from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Thanks for listening.